This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today we'll look at how to deal with paralyzing fear as we study Nehemiah chapters 5 through 7. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
As Nehemiah struggled to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, one of his greatest enemies was fear. First, he had to fight it among the people. In Nehemiah 4:10, we find the warlike tribe of Judah about ready to throw in the towel, saying, "The strength of the laborers is giving out, and there is so much rubble that we cannot rebuild the wall." They also feared an enemy attack while they worked. Nehemiah's answer to the fear of the people is found in his statement, "We made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night." And both are important. Jesus told his disciples to watch and pray. Prayer without watchfulness can border on presumption. Watchfulness without prayer can border on pride. So Nehemiah prayed, posted a guard, and encouraged the people to remember God's faithfulness. But after helping the people with their fear, the next attack came against Nehemiah himself. Sanballat and Geshem tried to lure him into meeting in one of the villages. When he resisted their scheme, they created a false report and threatened to report him to the king. Then they tried to frighten Nehemiah into taking refuge in the temple to escape their threats of death. Their desire was to immobilize him by fear. And was he afraid? Yes, he says very plainly in chapter 6, verse 9, "For they all made us afraid." But he was not controlled by his fear. And Christian, here is a great lesson for us in our walk of daily discipleship. We don't have to be under the control of our emotions. If we walk under the control of the Holy Spirit, we can be in control. The Bible says that one of the fruits of the Spirit is self-control. A friend of mine was a ship captain in the Pacific during World War II. And one day, there was a big storm brewing, and he showed up on the quarterdeck in a life vest. Well, the whole ship panicked because they figured that if the old man showed up in a life vest, they were in big trouble. So from that day on, he never again put on a life vest in front of the troops because he didn't want his fear to cause alarm among his men. Paul wrote to his young friend Timothy, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of self-control." The answer to fear is not denial. Like Nehemiah, admit your fear. That's the first step. Then trust in the never-changing faithfulness of God, who up to this very moment has never lost a battle. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
Scripture memory is a spiritual discipline that can change your life. To help you begin, we'd like to send you a free copy of the booklet, Beginning with Christ. We think you'll find it encouraging in your walk of daily discipleship. Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Beginning with Christ. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. On Monday, a story, tears of mourning that were turned to joy in Nehemiah, chapters 8 through 10. Join us on Daily Discipleship.